There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
In the decade of the 2020s, even the great cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul were not spared the woes of contemporary life. And at times of fear and confusion, the job of entertaining the public was the responsibility of MyTalk 107.1, a great metropolitan radio station whose reputation for laughter and giving back to the community had become a symbol of hope for the Twin Cities.
MyTalk 107.1 presents Jason Matheson, Alexis Thompson, Holly Roberts. Jason and Alexis in the morning with Holly Roberts.
Good morning, everyone. And welcome to Jason and Alexis in the morning. Live on MyTalk 107.1 and live streaming around the world on our MyTalk app. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not threatening to leave me to open up her very own strawberry rhubarb pie shop, ladies and gentlemen... Home of Lexus Pies, Alexis
yeah,
Thompson.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, man, I wish I had a beautiful strawberry rhubarb pie recipe, because that sounds divine. Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, Bunny.
Good morning to you, Holly Roberts.
Good morning, come and eat my pie.
Yeah.
And good morning to all of you on this Monday, January 23rd, 2023. Welcome to the show, friends. Welcome to the day. Welcome to your life. Welcome to Better Business Communication Day. Welcome to Communication Manager Appreciation Day. Welcome to Measure Your Feet Day.
Oh.
Welcome to National Handwriting Day. Kids don't learn that anymore. Welcome to National Pie Day. Welcome to Rhubarb Pie Day. Welcome to Snowplow Mailbox Hockey Day. And welcome. Oh. I have no idea. And welcome to a brand new week. Cheers, everybody. Cheers.
Oh, cheers.
Let's start the show.
Oh, cheers.
Coffee's good today.
Oh, yeah. Much needed. It feels like a Monday, doesn't it?
It does, right?
Oof.
Right? I thought I was... Holly, does it feel the same to you?
I got a case of the Mondays.
Yeah.
It's just
my talkers,
struggling.
How about you guys? Yeah, it's... I am. Just... And I'm still... burrowing. I'm still nesting. Colin and I did not want to leave
the damn
house yesterday. We didn't. Our gal pal Lisa LaCourcier, we were supposed to go out with her, and I kept sending her pictures of us laying on the couch. I'm like, nothing's changed. We're not.
Yeah.
We're still in this position.
Have fun.
Have fun. I just had no ambition at all to leave my house. Did you guys feel that way?
Yeah. Oh, okay. The whole weekend.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We did have to, you know, get some stuff. So we ended up getting out. But yeah, otherwise, no, we just jammy time.
Yes.
Very nice. It's to not have a really busy weekend. You know, that was the key.
Yes. Holly, did you put on clothes the entire weekend, or were you just in pajamas?
I put on clothes.
Yeah.
I mean, hard pants, no.
Yeah.
No.
Hard pants. I like that. Yeah. That's what, yeah, you're hard pants. I like that. Yeah. I stayed in my sweats on Sunday. I was like, watched a ton of TV, watched some movies that we've seen before. Because Colin's like, you know, we're going to fall asleep. I'm like, yeah, you're right. So let's put on something we've seen before.
So what'd you pick? Yeah.
Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers. It's a quality motion picture.
Oh, yeah.
Quality motion picture. So watch that. And then a smattering of this and that. And then at night, and we'll get to it. You know, Monday, we talk a lot of TV.
Oh, yeah.
I watched RuPaul and The Last of Us.
Oh, my gosh. I completely forgot about RuPaul. How deep into the season is it?
Three episodes, but girl, and I'll get into this in the second hour.
Uh-oh.
Forget.
Uh-huh.
It's not RuPaul this year.
Okay.
Look, it's actually a decent season, kinda, sorta. What is happening that I can't wait to talk about is the drama about the new show that airs after RuPaul that's causing the gays. They're just combusting. I mean, they're just, they're shaking and then just exploding and turning into just glitter balls. People are losing their minds about this show called The Real Friends of WeHo. And I'll tell you about that coming up an hour or two. God, it's delicious drama.
Ooh.
It's all I'm doing is just reading Twitter. I'm just reading the tweets about
I'm seeing some of the cast Todrick Hall and Brad Goreski. Yeah.
We have to, I'm sure Jake, Lex, I'm sure your brother has an opinion or knows. Yeah. We got to get Jake on here.
Okay.
Because I'm sure he has an opinion and I'm sure he knows people who has an opinion. Because the gays just, let me bottom line it for you first hour people. They're hating the show.
Oh.
And wait till you hear the anemic ratings of this cable show.
Ooh.
I will just tell you this. An average episode of The Jason Show scores higher ratings than the WeHo on MTV.
Oh,
and I'm not making that up.
So people aren't just hate watching it. They're just
They just hate it. Yeah.
Wow, that's so interesting.
Yeah, it's so good. So
well, and rightfully so. You should be beating them. So there you go. Okay, perfect.
I can't
wait to hear more about that.
Yeah,
and do you believe we're in season 15 of RuPaul's Drag Race?
I can't believe
that's
that.
That's crazy.
I can't believe that. I mean, it seems like just yesterday it was on Logo, then it moved to VH1, and now it's on, MTV. Mm-hmm.
I need to catch up.
It's easy. Yeah, there's only three. The premiere, the second episode, and then the third. So,
okay.
And then last night, speaking of Twitter, I was. Holly, you saw Megan.
Yes.
Oh,
I left the house in my soft pants.
Holly, I can't wait. I'm going today.
Yes.
You're going today?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
Well, then we might have to save it.
Oh, well, I mean, maybe a few thoughts.
I don't want to. Okay. A few thoughts.
And then.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
I'm excited for our show and I'm on the show.
Yes, we got stuff. The Last of Us, we checked that out.
We actually did a lot. Without having to put on pants.
Yes.
Hard pants, Holly.
Yeah, hard pants.
Yeah,
because also, going to see Megan, I've become the person who does the 8 a.m. Sunday morning mall walk.
Oh.
Did you?
Did you
mall walk?
This is a new thing for me.
Good. Then you're not going to fall on your ass.
I know. Well, I meet up with a girlfriend every other week now.
Yeah.
Because this is where we are in life. That the only time I can see her is an 8 a.m. mall walk on a Sunday morning.
I hear you.
This is fantastic.
So you just watch your way right into Megan then?
That basically.
Yeah.
Basically.
Okay. So let me just mirror back our show. Okay.
What do we got today?
I'm 35,000 feet, Lex. Let me mirror back the state of our show.
What do you see?
Okay.
I'm passing out Gingy's right now.
Ooh, yum.
Here's the state of our show in year. Well, we got one on the air 2008. What is that? Somebody better than me do math.
2008? Oh my gosh.
14 years.
14 years.
Yeah. Coming on 14.
14 years. And then we've been in the morning a decade in 2 months. We're coming up on our 10-year anniversary in the morning. Anyway.
Wow.
Okay, so here's where our show stands at year 14, okay?
Yeah.
Last week, Alexis and I stopped the show to take a hit of our inhaler.
Yes, okay? That's right. Okay, we're going
Holly,
on.
Okay, Holly tried on orthopedic shoes, okay?
Yep.
Today, Holly is mall walking, okay?
It's much safer.
And I spent a chunk of yesterday afternoon getting I got a new doctor and I haven't had a physical in like 2 years. I spent the better part of yesterday afternoon ignoring Lord of the Rings to read my cholesterol results.
Woo! Not good.
A little high. Okay. A little high. So this is where we are in year 14 of our show. Inhalers, orthopedic shoes, and high cholesterol.
Yeah! Amen.
Got my fluffy shoes on today.
That's right.
Nice.
Yes.
And I have my Lipitor. I have my Lipitor and my inhaler. Welcome to year 14, my talkers.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Nobody says, how many vitamins are you guys taking?
That's right.
Yeah. That's your cocktail.
Vitamin D, vitamin E.
Anybody want to call in and tell me what you do to lower your cholesterol? Go ahead. I'm going to eat some damn Honey Nut Cheerios. Yeah.
Nobody said we didn't know how to party.
That's right. Oh, but no, I kept getting those damn emails, because it's been about a year, about 2 years or so since a physical. So the very nice nurse took like 18 vials of blood out of me.
Oh, yeah.
And she kept smiling. I told you this on Friday. And she's like, well, there's a lot of tests. And I was like, okay. And then I kept getting the emails, the automatic emails over the weekend. You have a test result. You have a test result. Yeah. And every time I got scared, you know, and everything else turned out great or normal, you know. But then the cholesterol one came and I'm like, damn it. So anyway, I'm going to, Holly, the reason I brought this up, if you wouldn't mind, I'm going to drop in on you on some mall walking. I'm going to try to mall walk.
We do laps, Jason. We do laps in all the crevices.
Perfect.
All the crevices.
All the crevices.
The mall walkers are pretty interesting folks.
Yes.
We went, not this last weekend, the weekend before, because the toddler was, you know, just, he needed a run. So we went to Harmar and wow. It really is quite a culture of people just, you know, doing their thing. They kind of want to be left alone.
Yep.
But they'll smile and wave and then just keep going. They're keeping good pace.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did you get in the rotation there, Holly?
I'm sure did.
You're not the only one.
I need to take it next level, though, because now I need to get the sweatsuit that has the swishy pants. So every time you're walking, it goes. Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh,
whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. Oh, yeah. And they need to match.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I love that.
This is our show, everyone. This is our show. When we come back, chili and cinnamon rolls together. What? Alexis has that next. Find a way to manipulate. Taking a look at TV tonight. The 27th premiere of The Freaking Bachelor is on tonight.
That thing is still on?
Oh, yeah.
I keep seeing commercials for it.
Really?
Oh, yeah. What's your ideal first date? You know, and then they get on, whatever their answer is. They're foodies. They want to eat. You know, they want to go to the beach.
The mechanical horse outside of a Kmart.
Right.
That's a great date. Put a quarter in.
Yeah, strong thighs.
Back and forth a little bit. Yeah.
The little kitty ones.
Yeah. It's the only thing on, really, tonight. So go watch some streaming. NCIS, yeah. The original, The Good Doctor, NCIS Hawaii. NCIS
The Good Doctor's
LA.
Still on.
Yeah, that one's on. NCIS, Los Angeles, I think it is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That one's closing its doors after 14 years and announced.
Grand finale, May 14th. Mark your calendars.
14 years.
Wow.
That's a long time now. That's like Knott's Landing, man. That's like Dallas and Knott. I mean, that's a record. Like in Lex, your show, Law and Order.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, those are the ones, you know, they've been on forever.
Back. Well, remember, they stopped, and then now they're back.
They're back,
well,
back
the original
again.
Law and Order.
Yeah. Speaking of together, cinnamon and chili rolls, or chili and cinnamon rolls.
Yeah.
The hell is this?
Okay, so a friend who doesn't live here sent me this article, and she's like, do you guys really dip cinnamon rolls in chili? And I'm like, what are you talking about? What? And then she sends me this Better Homes and Garden article saying that it's a Midwestern thing. It's as common as peanut butter and jelly for some, where you take, instead of like, you know, maybe like crackers or like some cornbread, what else would you dip in chili? Sourdough?
Yeah, maybe a piece of bread.
Yeah.
Crusty bread, maybe.
But I guess it's a thing here in the Midwest that you dip your cinnamon rolls in your chili, and it's so popular that they serve it in schools. So you get it in the, you know, school cafeteria. It's a staple. Now, when I'm deep diving more into this, it's more states like Iowa, Nebraska, South Dakota. But they've been doing it for more than
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
70 years, and, you know, I'm kind of thinking I might give this a try, but it's not common. Did you guys have this, or have you heard of this?
No, I think before you just listed off those states.
Yeah.
I thought this was something that East Coast or West Coast people say that we do just to make fun of us.
Yeah. Oh, which happens, you're right, all the time. That's what I first thought. Like, no. But I guess it's a chili and cinnamon roll phenomenon.
Well, we do have Becky on the line, and she's done this before.
Ah, what? Perfect.
Yeah.
Let's get her on.
Let's talk to Becky.
Hi, Becky.
Hi.
Hey, good morning. So have you been doing this since childhood?
No. So I grew up in Minnesota. So did my two older sisters.
Okay.
But one of my sisters moved to Iowa, married someone from Iowa, and he used to work at a pizza place.
Okay.
And their special this month was Cinna Chili. And the crust was cinnamon rolls, and then the topping was chili. And it was delicious.
What? Oh, wow.
Because I thought it was weird, too, but I tried it, and I'm sold.
Wow, so do they do, like, the little twist and then put the frosting on the crust?
Yes, there was the frosting.
Okay.
And then it was literally, like, ladled chili on top and then cheddar cheese.
Wow! So you just go straight from your meal to dessert. You just kind of whoop right through.
It was a nice salty sweet, so if you like that, it definitely hits that.
Yeah.
Flavor combo.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
I absolutely try this.
You will.
Right, and as a pizza, it's more palatable probably.
Right.
Anything in pizza form.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Oh.
Can we say the place of the restaurant, or is this was it?
Sure. I mean, it's in Iowa, but it's called Atomic Pizza.
Atomic Pizza in Iowa. All right.
Yeah, give it a whirl. It's delicious.
Okay, next time we're there, let's go there.
Well, I'll try it. I mean, I like chili, but I don't know.
Right.
I don't know if I would like this.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I would.
Hey, you'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Well, thank you, Becky.
Thank you.
Holly, does this sound good to you?
No. And here's the thing. We need to have a conversation about folks, because while Minnesota is in the Midwest, this is not a Minnesota thing. This is an Iowa thing. I'm looking at the Better Homes and Gardens article. This woman is from Iowa who wrote the articles. Don't lump us in with all that.
We're the North people.
We are the North.
Yes. We don't claim them.
We don't claim cinnamon rolls and chili.
No.
That's so true. I keep telling my friend, why do you keep sending me this stuff? Because, because you hear Midwest and, you're right. Just glumps us all together.
Yeah, no.
No.
That's not us.
But if you see that and if you've tried it, let us know. Because, like Becky, I'm really curious now.
We don't claim Iowa, Indiana, or Illinois. No.
Illinois, okay.
Missouri, we don't. Sorry, dog. We don't claim Missouri.
Okay.
No. Not Ohio. Sorry.
Wisconsin?
Sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. We don't claim the word bubbler. Yeah.
No. No.
That's true.
Yeah. But.
Ohio, you do have good amusement parks. I will say that. You have two great amusement parks.
Yeah, go to Cedar Point.
Yes, Cedar Point and Kings Island.
I've never been to either.
Oh, my goodness.
Is it a roller coaster experience? Or are we talking like the Tilt-A-Whirl or
no,
Gravitron?
Girl. These are world class. This ain't kiddie play. This is world class roller coasters at both parks. Cedar Point more than Kings Island. But Kings Island has good ones, too.
Ooh.
But It used to be, Cedar Point used to have, I'm sure, the record always, I mean, every year parks get new rides. But Cedar Point used to have either the tallest, biggest, or fastest roller coaster.
Oh.
I know it. Yeah, and one of them used to have the biggest wooden roller coaster.
Ooh.
It was called the Beast. That was at Kings Island. I remember riding that as a child. That was a wooden roller coaster. And then they had a roller coaster called...
Was it creaking
a lot? Yeah. It was scary as hell, too.
Yeah, I was going to say that just sounds like it.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they had a roller coaster for a while called Son of the Beast.
Oh.
And I think that shut down. That had an accident on it. But living in Indiana, growing up in Indiana, ooh, obviously it was a close-ish drive for us.
Yeah.
And so we were there a lot as a kid. So, yeah, check it out this summer if you want to. Nice little 3-4 day weekend if you like roller coasters. So we're gonna take a break. When we come back, Graceland was the home of the memorial for Lisa Marie over the weekend. We'll talk about that. And Madonna gets emotional. That's right. No weirdness, just simple gratitude. Mm-hmm. You'll hear that when we come back. Stay with us. Welcome back to the show. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk. And streaming worldwide under My Talk app. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly. Thanks for being here. As we kick off a brand new week.
Woohoo! Yeah, baby! New week!
Oof. Lex, you need to tamp down the excitement a little bit.
I'm trying to pump myself up, guys.
Come on, girl.
Struggle Bus City is where
seriously,
we're at.
Seriously. Struggle
Dang.
Bus?
Woo.
I'm in a struggle camper. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. You got the RV. Are you pulling it with a truck or is it all connected? And
it's all connected.
Okay.
I got my El Camino attached to it. I'm set.
Oh. Yeah, woof. Yeah. You're not alone if you're feeling that. I don't know what it is today. Man.
Yeah, I don't know what it is either. It's Monday for heaven's sake.
We're deep in January.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that's true.
And we know February's coming and March, and those 2 months just suck. You know what I mean?
Right.
Single-digit highs next week. Sorry.
Oh,
what, Holly?
Oh,
Holly, now, damn it, why do you have to drop that information and, like, run? You know?
Just got to prepare you.
Yeah. Very nice.
Get your long johns out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your hard pants.
Yep, your hard pants. Oh, man.
Yeah. Uh-huh. The Lisa Marie Presley Memorial took place over the weekend at Graceland, and a lot of Lisa's friends were there. Some of them spoke. I had no idea until she passed that she was good friends with Fergie. Did you two know that?
Oh, Sarah. Yes.
Sarah Ferguson.
Yes.
I didn't know they were buds.
I didn't either.
Yeah. When she spoke, yeah, I guess it was, I didn't know how deep, but I knew that they had hung out and stuff. We've seen pictures and things like that, but I guess, yeah.
I love that.
It is really sweet.
I don't know why, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? I got to tell you, for all of Fergie's drama in the 90s, I just have a feeling because of everything she's been through, I think Fergie would be a really good friend. I don't know. Just random thought up that I had while I was, I don't know. I think she would be very empathetic. Mm-hmm. She'd be a good listener.
Yeah.
Because she's been through it. Anyway.
Yeah.
Here's a little bit. Priscilla spoke about her daughter. And I think I had this queued up. Let's take a listen.
Something that my granddaughter wrote for all of you. Mama was my icon, my role model, my superhero. In much more ways than one. She was delicate, but was filled with life. She knew it was close to the end. Survivors, guilt, some would say, but a broken heart was the doing of her death. Our heart is broken, Lisa. We all love you. Thank you.
And that was it. Mm. The very end of Priscilla's message, speech, whatever you want to call it, at the memorial. I hate saying that. I having met her once, not that we're buds, but I seeing Priscilla upset just kill, and seeing a mother have to bury their child kills me.
Yeah, you want to die before your kids.
Yeah,
you do.
So just I found myself, I kind of zoomed into her face, mm-hmm. and you can just, as Vanessa Williams' mom once said about, you can look in somebody's eyes and just kind of see. And I zoomed in because she just just looks broken. And how could you not be, you know?
Yeah.
Just awful. Just awful, awful.
But what a beautiful way to celebrate her and her life. The music was really beautiful. It was fun to see Billy Corgan up there.
Yeah.
Pumpkins. He sang an acoustic to Sheila. Alanis Morissette performed as well. Axl Rose, November Rain, he played. So it was just, yeah, that part was really beautiful as well.
Her son-in-law spoke and announced a little bit of positive news.
Yeah.
Her daughter Riley's going to have a baby. Lisa Marie's daughter Riley's going to have a baby. That, and Riley, that's a beautiful young lady, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Riley, oh, yeah. She's just stunning. Absolutely stunning. But yeah, so her husband, I think his name is Ben, announced it at the memorial.
Now that she's pregnant, they've had a baby.
Oh, they had a baby. My apologies. Yeah. Oh, okay.
But, I mean, that's pretty cool to be able to keep that under wraps.
Yeah. It's just so, I kept looking. I'm looking at it right now, actually. It's very odd. I've been, like probably some of you, I've been to Graceland. It's really odd to see Lisa Marie Presley's name on a coffin, on a memorial.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's because she's close to her age or whatever, what it is, but
oh yeah,
it is just odd to see that. That it just hit me weird. I don't know.
Yeah, it makes me want to go there even more. I've never been to Graceland. So.
Oh.
Yeah. You guys have been?
I have. Lisa. Have you, Holly?
No, I have not.
Okay.
I went in high school when I was in band, and we performed at the Liberty Bowl in Memphis.
Nice.
On the day after Christmas. And we went to Memphis, and we went to Graceland, and it was fun. It was it's a trip, man. It really is, seeing that house. And yeah, I watched an old Entertainment Tonight's pulling out, and I'm grateful. It's cool to see Entertainment Tonight's pulling out all of their archival interviews and stuff.
Yeah.
And they pulled out an interview, or I'm sorry, a press conference that Priscilla did in 82, announcing the opening of Graceland.
Oh, wow.
And it was just fascinating, you know, to hear her. And I learned a little bit about what led to Graceland opening as a museum when I met Priscilla three, four years ago when I moderated her Q&A here in Minnesota. And I had no idea until that time that, you know, it was kind of a necessity. They were drowning in debt.
Mm-hmm.
And she had to figure out something to do. And she met with a great business manager, and it was Priscilla. And people criticized her. They thought it wasn't, they thought it was tacky. They, you know, they just attacked her. And she was steadfast, and she was right. She made all the right decisions.
Well, that Colonel, I learned this in Elvis, the movie.
Yeah.
Well, Colonel Tom Parker.
Played by Tom.
Razzie nominee.
Hanks, yeah.
For his performance.
Girl, he should be. That was, wow. But yeah, he, afterward, they found that he was, what did they call it? It was financially, anyway, he was draining money from them and stealing from from Elvis
into the 80s.
Yeah,
Priscilla had to.
Yep.
And then some reporter in 82 at this press conference, it was odd to hear the question now, knowing that Lisa has passed, and
yeah,
and the reporter had asked, well, Priscilla, how are you going to how are you going to open Graceland as a museum, and make sure that if Lisa Marie wants to live here, because remember, it was Lisa Marie's.
Yeah.
If Lisa wants to live here, and Priscilla said, the house is going to be maintained, even as a museum, the place open to the public. Graceland was going, they were going to maintain it so that if Lisa, when she turned 24, if Lisa wanted that to be her homestead, the house could be easily converted back into a private residence. And obviously, Lisa Marie chose not to do that, but she said, yeah. And at that point in 82, somebody asked her, well, what's Lisa Marie think of all this? And she said, well, right now right now Lisa only cares about roller skating.
Oh, as you put, little 13-year-old.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So all she cares about right now is roller skating. She goes, but she thinks this is great. She thinks it's a great way to honor her father, but yeah. a lot of, and I was reading some articles. People really attacked Priscilla back then. Yeah. Really, you know, the fans, the fan base, a portion of them thought it was just horrible.
And what a paradigm changer, Priscilla Presley, you know? Yeah. And we arguably, without Priscilla Presley, we would probably not be celebrating Elvis in the way that we do now, because it takes somebody or an organization to curate, to love, to nurture the legacy of a recording artist in order for them to be relevant in the present day. And Priscilla does that.
Yeah, think about how he died, right? So, so to be able to kind of overcome that publicly, absolutely, Holly.
And it wasn't that many years. Think of it. He died in 77.
Mm-hmm.
This press conference was in 82. It was still rather fresh.
Yeah.
I mean, now, God, the years are flying by. But what, 4 to 5 years? And boom, she got it. And now, or now, not now, but they laughed at her. They criticized her. They bitched about her.
Mm-hmm.
And then every other dead celebrity estate looked, this going to what Holly said too, every other lawyer that managed an estate of a dead celebrity looked at Priscilla Presley and what she did.
What they're doing right,
And
all those fans that bitched and moaned, you know that they were there. They've been multiple times.
Yeah. Oh, it's disgraceful. No, no, it's not at all. I think they've done incredibly well.
Look at Paisley Park.
Yeah.
We have a local example.
Yep. Absolutely, Lex. So we're going to take a break. When I will come back, I'll play the Madonna clip. And Britney Spears changes her name. What? Alexis will tell you when we come back.
Georgia. And now, a sex tip from Beaker. That was a sex tip from Beaker.
Oh, that's right.
Thanks, typical. Beaker.
That's right. Typical. Very quick, in and out. Not a long sex tip, no.
Bye. Oh.
Bye. Out. Out. Jason and Alexis in the morning, right here on My Talk and everywhere else on our My Talk app. Thanks so much for being here, My Talkers. Hope you're having a really good start to the morning.
You've now got mail.
Before we get to Madonna and Britney, Alexis brought up about 15 minutes ago. Let's open up the mail here.
Okay.
Because y'all have a lot to say about this cinnamon roll chili crap.
Yeah. Okay. What is everyone saying?
Oh my God. Y'all have a lot to say. Well, first of all, Sarah Sutton feels just like we do. She wrote in that she's feeling the Mondays too.
Yeah.
We love you, Sarah.
Not alone. Don't worry.
Susan. Hi, Susan. Susan goes, good morning. OMG, yes. I live in Iowa. I'm from Minnesota. Cinnamon rolls and chili are a real thing.
Oh.
In fact, most families have this for Christmas Eve in Iowa. Holy crap.
Wow. Yeah, you're not alone in thinking.
No.
That's a little odd.
Amber. Hi, Amber. Good morning. I'm from a little town in Wisconsin. It's 2 hours away from the Twin Cities, and our school served chili and sweet rolls for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the only way I eat chili to this day.
Oh. Okay.
Let's see here. Constance. Another great name. I went to Cannon Falls School District, elementary through high school. We had chili and cinnamon rolls on our menu.
Okay.
This is really a thing. And finally, Lauren Kreimer. Hi, Lauren. I'm from Nebraska. We were served cinnamon rolls and chili for school lunch, and a local chain still serves both in the winter.
Okay.
I've never known anyone insane enough to dip the rolls into the chili, but served
Well, what's the point? You might as well go all the way.
Yeah.
Dip that roll in
dip
the chili.
That roll. Yeah. Oh. So there we go. Lex, it's a thing.
I guess so.
Not that I doubted your story, but
well,
yeah.
No, it's just... Especially someone from the East Coast who sent it going, is this for real?
Yeah.
And Cannon Falls, I guess you're closer to Iowa.
I like that math, Alexis. Yeah.
This isn't much. This isn't even really. I watched this yesterday and I thought it was nice. Madonna is usually nutter butters on her socials. Yeah. I love her. I always will love her. But sometimes you're just like, you do this. Oh, Madonna.
Yeah, what are you doing? Yeah.
Oh, Madonna.
Honey.
But she posted a really sweet thing because, you know, haters gonna hate.
Oh, yeah.
Old Girl sold out arenas.
Oh, she's out of shows.
I mean, Madison Square Garden, she sold out like 18 times.
Yeah.
So, haters, to quote Angel Toro, back up, yo.
Yeah.
But listen, Madonna got really kind of teary-eyed with this.
She did a little. Love.
Yeah, listen to this. I forgot. I don't think she cusses.
Mm-mm. I just want to say thank you to all of my fans for all of your love and support. Over the last few days, I don't take any of this for granted. I feel like the luckiest girl in the world. And I'm so grateful for all of your support. And I can't wait to put the show together and have a moment with each and every one of you on the stage to celebrate the last four decades of my journey. And I don't take any of this for granted. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, Madge.
She got a little teary. Yeah. At the end of it, I was like,
girl. I'm not going to let the tears fall. So bye.
Yeah. I don't know. I just thought that was really sweet. I just wanted to bring that to you because I like that. I like seeing that side
really
of Madonna.
Sweet.
We're still planning on calling in Madonna when she comes to the XL Energy Center at the end of July.
Oh, we're calling in Madonna on July. July
31st.
Oh, yeah,
yes,
okay. There's some drama with that, though, you guys, because we were thinking maybe we can all be in the suite together. There's lots of different variables. Of course, Lori and Julia want the suite. And a bunch of us want it as well. So, you know, I'm not sure how this will shake out. Maybe we each can give tickets on our shows. I don't know. But they're working on that. But yeah, I mean, they've definitely like plopped their
flag that there's
down.
Lori and Julia have?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay, look, they're my faves and I love them and we haven't fought with them in about 5 years.
No.
However, I will cut a biatch for this. I will cut a biatch for this. Wheeze will go back to war. There's been a kumbaya between our shows.
It's been 5 years. It's time. Let's disturb the peace.
We've been the U.S. and Canada for 5 years. Yeah. I'm just telling you. There's been peace.
Peace and love.
Peace and love between our shows.
We had our Yalta conference.
That's right. Very good.
But that might be over soon.
That could be over real quick. What's Britney doing?
Britney.
What is this? She's changing her name?
She's changing her name. Yeah. And so I thought, well, maybe she's changing it to her husband's last name, you know, because that might be something that she might want to do now, being married and all. But she posted a picture of Mars. And then she said,
I'm sorry, the planet?
The planet Mars.
Or the candy bar.
No, the planet Mars. Okay. Yep. And she writes a bright one. Easy does it. Thank you, childhood friend. I found my ball. Don't underestimate the power of purity. I see right through it. It has liquid and is wet. It's playful and has mass. I changed my name to River Red. Yet the fire is where it illuminates to stare at it and jump right in with no fear at all. So on her Instagram, she changed it to River Red.
What?
Thank you, Oprah. Valid response.
What?
Yeah.
I don't see this picture of Mars anymore on Britney Spears' Instagram account.
She has taken that down.
So what the hell is her name?
River Red. And so, but
what?
She'll post things and then take them down within, less than an hour. Of course, there's screen grabs and everything. But yeah, it says, do you see the name? It says River Red up there.
Yeah, it used to be Channel 8.
Yeah, that's right.
Channel 8? That's the CBS affiliate in Santa Monica. Well, what do you mean?
That was what Britney Spears called herself on Instagram.
Okay. Channel 8, and now she's River Red. And then she's also, there's lots of videos of her wearing a tube top that says Coca-Cola on it, which is funny because remember, she was she did all the stuff for Pepsi.
Pepsi ads.
So you wonder what's behind that.
Oh, I thought she was going to just change her name to Coca-Cola or something.
Right.
Would not shock.
No. I'm here to announce I'm going to change my name to Mr. Pibb.
Right. I see you, Jason.
Why?
I'll change my name to Dr. Thunder.
Perfect. Lex, how about you be Fanta?
I'll be, yeah.
You'll be, Lex can be Fanta.
Yeah, Fanta Pink.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh,
well,
Brittany. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what to think
she's
anymore.
She's inspired by Mars?
No, Lex. You're giving giving way too much credit. God bless you. You're giving way too much credit to this. You are trying.
Help us out. God. Okay. I mean, not Brittany. I mean River. River Red, help us out.
I refuse to call her River Red. I ain't going to do it.
I ain't going to do it.
The second hour starts right after this.